From grabbing a drink to going to the theater, COVID-19 means some city activities are risky. Now, many people are going to the great outdoors for recreation, which, as Tess Goodwin reports, means a potential increase in wildfire risk.
The Eastern Idaho Interagency Fire Center in Idaho Falls has put out more than 60 unattended or abandoned campfires this summer. The term abandoned campfire means anything from fires producing flames to something that gives off heat, even if it looks like ash.
There's a large proportion of folks that it's their first time camping. So just kind of do a little bit of research, Google how to do first time camping, and figure it out before you head out.
That's Sarah Wheeler, spokesperson for Caribou Targhee National Forest. She says new campers might not know how to properly extinguish their fire, which can take up to 2 hours. And that could spell trouble, considering Idaho's high fire risk this summer.
The human-caused fires on our forest, 82% of those are campfires. So it is a huge problem for us. We're just very fortunate that those have not ignited into large catastrophic wildland fires.
In order to curb the threat of wildfires, Eastern Idaho is moving into Stage 1 fire restrictions on Friday, August 28th. That means campfires will now only be allowed in a developed fire structure, like a fire ring, in designated recreation areas. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.